ABC News. I'm Daria Albinger. President Biden and Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu spoke by phone today about the situation in Gaza. It was their first conversation since seven aid workers were killed by IDF airstrikes. Mr. Biden demanding Israel do more to protect civilians in the region.
It's not just about the announcement of concrete steps and changes in their policies, but it's the execution of those announcements and those decisions and implementing them.
White House National Security Communications Advisor John Kirby says President Biden wants changes in the coming hours and days. The Army Corps of Engineers expects to open a limited access channel, big and deep enough to support one-way traffic into and out of the Port of Baltimore while work continues on the collapsed Key Bridge. A federal judge today ruled the trial of four former Memphis police officers charged with violating Tyre Nichols' civil rights will be held in the city. This is ABC News. A mother and daughter have been arrested near Houston, accused of traveling the country to perform illegal butt enhancements.
A customer who showed up for a butt injection at the home of Consuelo Dalbo revealed herself to be an undercover officer. The 56-year-old and her 18-year-old daughter, Isabella, were arrested. Houston police and agents with the FDA and Department of Homeland Security found medical supplies and bags of illegal injectables. The two were charged with unlawfully practicing medicine, a third-degree felony. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Brooklyn's district attorney says his office has disrupted an online fraud operation which tricked victims into making fake cryptocurrency investments. DA Eric Gonzalez says 21 web domains have been seized. One woman says she lost over $100,000 after a scammer contacted her through a dating app. Ford's going to delay the rollout of a new electric pickup and a large electric SUV as EV sales slows, and it's adding new gas-electric hybrids to the lineup. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
People across Wisconsin are enjoying the rewards, stability, and flexibility of a career in healthcare. Why not you? Wish Caregiver Careers can get you started as a certified direct care professional. You'll learn the skills you need to make life better for older adults or people with a disability. All training is free and online, plus earn $500 in bonuses. Start your new career. Sign up today at WISCCaregiverCDCP.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
This message is for Shauna, my mom, who just finished her high school diploma. I wanted to say I'm so proud of you for finishing school. You taught me it's never too late to achieve your dreams. I hope to make you as proud as you have made me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk.
And I can just now hear somebody going, it sounds like you guys are supporting public schools. They indoctrinate people. You know what? If they indoctrinate people towards democratic ideals, well, then I guess I'm an indoctrinator. You know, if you're not defending democracy, again, I'm concerned about what you really do support.
Busted Pencils with Dr. Tim and Dr. Johnny. Weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is the Buzz of the North.
WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News. I'm Daria Albinger. President Biden and Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu spoke by phone today about the situation in Gaza. It was their first conversation since seven aid workers were killed by IDF airstrikes. Mr. Biden demanding Israel do more to protect civilians in the region.
It's not just about the announcement of concrete steps and changes in their policies, but it's the execution of those announcements and those decisions and implementing them.
White House National Security Communications Advisor John Kirby says President Biden wants changes in the coming hours and days. The Army Corps of Engineers expects to open a limited access channel, big and deep enough to support one-way traffic into and out of the Port of Baltimore while work continues on the collapsed Key Bridge. A federal judge today ruled the trial of four former Memphis police officers charged with violating Tyre Nichols' civil rights will be held in the city. This is ABC News. A mother and daughter have been arrested near Houston, accused of traveling the country to perform illegal butt enhancements.
A customer who showed up for a butt injection at the home of Consuelo Dalbo revealed herself to be an undercover officer. The 56-year-old and her 18-year-old daughter, Isabella, were arrested. Houston police and agents with the FDA and Department of Homeland Security found medical supplies and bags of illegal injectables. The two were charged with unlawfully practicing medicine, a third-degree felony. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Brooklyn's district attorney says his office has been disrupted an online fraud operation which tricked victims into making fake cryptocurrency investments. DA Eric Gonzalez says 21 web domains have been seized. One woman says she lost over $100,000 after a scammer contacted her through a dating app. Ford's going to delay the rollout of a new electric pickup and a large electric SUV as EV sales slows, and it's adding new gas-electric hybrids to the lineup. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
People across Wisconsin are enjoying the rewards, stability, and flexibility of a career in healthcare. Why not you? Wish Caregiver Careers can get you started as a certified direct care professional. You'll learn the skills you need to make life better for older adults or people with a disability. All training is free and online, plus earn $500 in bonuses. Start your new career. Sign up today at WISCCaregiverCDCP.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. Matt and Air on Air.
So we're going to talk monarch butterflies and what we can do to help their habitat, because that's one of the biggest reasons why we're seeing our monarch population decrease. As Greg said, we know how much I loved Winged Thingers.
Winged Thingers! That's the name of our band. Calvin, me, Jane, Winged Thingers.
The Winged Thingers.
Matt and Air on Air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is the Buzz of the North.
WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News. I'm Daria Albinger. President Biden and Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu spoke by phone today about the situation in Gaza. It was their first conversation since seven aid workers were killed by IDF airstrikes. Mr. Biden demanding Israel do more to protect civilians in the region.
It's not just about the announcement of concrete steps and changes in their policies, but it's the execution of those announcements and those decisions and implementing them.
White House National Security Communications Advisor John Kirby says President Biden wants changes in the coming hours and days. The Army Corps of Engineers expects to open a limited access channel, big and deep enough to support one-way traffic into and out of the Port of Baltimore while work continues on the collapsed Key Bridge. A federal judge today ruled the trial of four former Memphis police officers charged with violating Tyre Nichols' civil rights will be held in the city. This is ABC News. A mother and daughter have been arrested near Houston, accused of traveling the country to perform illegal butt enhancements.
A customer who showed up for a butt injection at the home of Consuelo Dalbo revealed herself to be an undercover officer. The 56-year-old and her 18-year-old daughter, Isabella, were arrested. Houston police and agents with the FDA and Department of Homeland Security found medical supplies and bags of illegal injectables. The two were charged with unlawfully practicing medicine, a third-degree felony. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Brooklyn's district attorney says his office has been disrupted an online fraud operation which tricked victims into making fake cryptocurrency investments. DA Eric Gonzalez says 21 web domains have been seized. One woman says she lost over $100,000 after a scammer contacted her through a dating app. Ford's going to delay the rollout of a new electric pickup and a large electric SUV as EV sales slows, and it's adding new gas-electric hybrids to the lineup. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
People across Wisconsin are enjoying the rewards, stability, and flexibility of a career in healthcare. Why not you? WISC Caregiver Careers can get you started as a certified direct care professional. You'll learn the skills you need to make life better for older adults or people with a disability. All training is free and online, plus earn $500 in bonuses. Start your new career. Sign up today at WISCCaregiverCDCP.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
This message is for Shauna, my mom, who just finished her high school diploma. I wanted to say I'm so proud of you for finishing school. You taught me it's never too late to achieve your dreams. I hope to make you as proud as you have made me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. Earl Ingram.
Let's talk a little bit about what public education did to move this nation forward and continues to do, even though it's under assault.
The one place where we get to live out and practice what it means to be a citizen in a democratic institution. The attacks on public education are really attacks on democracy.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is the Buzz of the North.
WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News. I'm Daria Albinger. President Biden and Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu spoke by phone today about the situation in Gaza. It was their first conversation since seven aid workers were killed by IDF airstrikes. Mr. Biden demanding Israel do more to protect civilians in the region.
It's not just about the announcement of concrete steps and changes in their policies, but it's the execution of those announcements and those decisions and implementing them.
White House National Security Communications Advisor John Kirby says President Biden wants changes in the coming hours and days. The Army Corps of Engineers expects to open a limited access channel, big and deep enough to support one-way traffic into and out of the Port of Baltimore while work continues on the collapsed Key Bridge. A federal judge today ruled the trial of four former Memphis police officers charged with violating Tyre Nichols' civil rights will be held in the city. This is ABC News. A mother and daughter have been arrested near Houston, accused of traveling the country to perform illegal butt enhancements.
A customer who showed up for a butt injection at the home of Consuelo Dalbo revealed herself to be an undercover officer. The 56-year-old and her 18-year-old daughter, Isabella, were arrested. Houston police and agents with the FDA and Department of Homeland Security found medical supplies and bags of illegal injectables. The two were charged with unlawfully practicing medicine, a third-degree felony. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Brooklyn's district attorney says his office has been disrupted an online fraud operation which tricked victims into making fake cryptocurrency investments. DA Eric Gonzalez says 21 web domains have been seized. One woman says she lost over $100,000 after a scammer contacted her through a dating app. Ford's going to delay the rollout of a new electric pickup and a large electric SUV as EV sales slows, and it's adding new gas-electric hybrids to the lineup. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
People across Wisconsin are enjoying the rewards, stability, and flexibility of a career in healthcare. Why not you? WISC Caregiver Careers can get you started as a certified direct care professional. You'll learn the skills you need to make life better for older adults or people with a disability. All training is free and online, plus earn $500 in bonuses. Start your new career. Sign up today at WISCCaregiverCDCP.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. Busted Pencils.
Fully leaded education talk.
And I can just now hear somebody going, it sounds like you guys are supporting public schools. They indoctrinate people. You know what? If they indoctrinate people towards democratic ideals, well, then I guess I'm an indoctrinator. You know, if you're not defending democracy, again, I'm concerned about what you really do support.
Busted Pencils with Dr. Tim and Dr. Johnny. Weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is the Buzz of the North.
WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News. I'm Daria Aldinger. President Biden and Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu spoke by phone today about the situation in Gaza. It was their first conversation since 7 aid workers were killed by IDF airstrikes. Mr. Biden demanding Israel do more to protect civilians in the region.
It's not just about the announcement of concrete steps and changes in their policies, but it's the execution of those announcements and those decisions and implementing them.
White House National Security Communications Advisor John Kirby says President Biden wants changes in the coming hours and days. The Army Corps of Engineers expects to open a limited access channel, big and deep enough to support one-way traffic into and out of the Port of Baltimore while work continues on the collapsed Key Bridge. A federal judge today ruled the trial of four former Memphis police officers charged with violating Tyre Nichols' civil rights will be held in the city. This is ABC News. A mother and daughter have been arrested near Houston, accused of traveling the country to perform illegal butt enhancements.
A customer who showed up for a butt injection at the home of Consuelo Dalbo revealed herself to be an undercover officer. The 56-year-old and her 18-year-old daughter, Isabella, were arrested. Houston police and agents with the FDA and Department of Homeland Security found medical supplies and bags of illegal injectables. The two were charged with unlawfully practicing medicine, a third-degree felony. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Brooklyn's district attorney says his office has been disrupted an online fraud operation which tricked victims into making fake cryptocurrency investments. DA Eric Gonzalez says 21 web domains have been seized. One woman says she lost over $100,000 after a scammer contacted her through a dating app. Ford's going to delay the rollout of a new electric pickup and a large electric SUV as EV sales slows, and it's adding new gas-electric hybrids to the lineup. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
People across Wisconsin are enjoying the rewards, stability, and flexibility of a career in healthcare. Why not you? Wish Caregiver Careers can get you started as a certified direct care professional. You'll learn the skills you need to make life better for older adults or people with a disability. All training is free and online. Plus, earn $500 in bonuses. Start your new career. Sign up today at WiscCaregiverCDCP.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
This message is for Shauna, my mom, who just finished her high school diploma. I wanted to say I'm so proud of you for finishing school. You taught me it's never too late to achieve your dreams. I hope to make you as proud as you have made me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. Matt Nair on air.
So we're going to talk monarch butterflies and what we can do to help their habitat, because that's one of the biggest reasons why we're seeing our monarch population decrease. As Greg said, we know how much I loved Winged Thingies.
Winged Thingies! That's the name of our band. Calvin, me, Jane, Winged Thingies.
The Winged Thingies.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is the Buzz of the North.
WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News. I'm Daria Albinger. President Biden and Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu spoke by phone today about the situation in Gaza. It was their first conversation since seven aid workers were killed by IDF airstrikes. Mr. Biden demanding Israel do more to protect civilians in the region.
It's not just about the announcement of concrete steps and changes in their policies, but it's the execution of those announcements and those decisions and implementing them.
White House National Security Communications Advisor John Kirby says President Biden wants changes in the coming hours and days. The Army Corps of Engineers expects to open a limited access channel, big and deep enough to support one-way traffic into and out of the Port of Baltimore while work continues on the collapsed Key Bridge. A federal judge today ruled the trial of four former Memphis police officers charged with violating Tyre Nichols' civil rights will be held in the city. This is ABC News. A mother and daughter have been arrested near Houston, accused of traveling the country to perform illegal butt enhancements.
A customer who showed up for a butt injection at the home of Consuelo Dalbo revealed herself to be an undercover officer. The 56-year-old and her 18-year-old daughter, Isabella, were arrested. Houston police and agents with the FDA and Department of Homeland Security found medical supplies and bags of illegal injectables. The two were charged with unlawfully practicing medicine, a third-degree felony. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Brooklyn's district attorney says his office has been disrupted an online fraud operation which tricked victims into making fake cryptocurrency investments. DA Eric Gonzalez says 21 web domains have been seized. One woman says she lost over $100,000 after a scammer contacted her through a dating app. Ford's going to delay the rollout of a new electric pickup and a large electric SUV as EV sales slows, and it's adding new gas-electric hybrids to the lineup. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
People across Wisconsin are enjoying the rewards, stability, and flexibility of a career in healthcare. Why not you? Wisc Caregiver Careers can get you started as a certified direct care professional. You'll learn the skills you need to make life better for older adults or people with a disability. All training is free and online, plus earn $500 in bonuses. Start your new career. Sign up today at WiscCaregiverCDCP.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. Earl Ingram.
Let's talk a little bit about what public education did to move this nation forward and continues to do even though it's under assault.
The one place where we get to live out and practice what it means to be a citizen in a democratic institution. The attacks on public education are really attacks on democracy.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is the Buzz of the North.
WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News. I'm Daria Albinger. President Biden and Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu spoke by phone today about the situation in Gaza. It was their first conversation since seven aid workers were killed by IDF airstrikes. Mr. Biden demanding Israel do more to protect civilians in the region.
It's not just about the announcement of concrete steps and changes in their policies, but it's the execution of those announcements and those decisions and implementing them.
White House National Security Communications Advisor John Kirby says President Biden wants changes in the coming hours and days. The Army Corps of Engineers expects to open a limited access channel, big and deep enough to support one-way traffic into and out of the Port of Baltimore while work continues on the collapsed Key Bridge. A federal judge today ruled the trial of four former Memphis police officers charged with violating Tyre Nichols' civil rights will be held in the city. This is ABC News. A mother and daughter have been arrested near Houston, accused of traveling the country to perform illegal butt enhancements.
A customer who showed up for a butt injection at the home of Consuelo Dalbo revealed herself to be an undercover officer. The 56-year-old and her 18-year-old daughter, Isabella, were arrested. Houston police and agents with the FDA and Department of Homeland Security found medical supplies and bags of illegal injectables. The two were charged with unlawfully practicing medicine, a third-degree felony. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Brooklyn's district attorney says his office has been disrupted an online fraud operation which tricked victims into making fake cryptocurrency investments. DA Eric Gonzalez says 21 web domains have been seized. One woman says she lost over $100,000 after a scammer contacted her through a dating app. Ford's going to delay the rollout of a new electric pickup and a large electric SUV as EV sales slows, and it's adding new gas-electric hybrids to the lineup. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
People across Wisconsin are enjoying the rewards, stability, and flexibility of a career in healthcare. Why not you? Wish Caregiver Careers can get you started as a certified direct care professional. You'll learn the skills you need to make life better for older adults or people with a disability. All training is free and online, plus earn $500 in bonuses. Start your new career. Sign up today at WISCCaregiverCDCP.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
This message is for Shauna, my mom, who just finished her high school diploma. I wanted to say I'm so proud of you for finishing school. You taught me it's never too late to achieve your dreams. I hope to make you as proud as you have made me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. Busted Pencils.
Fully leaded education talk.
And I can just now hear somebody going, it sounds like you guys are supporting public schools. They indoctrinate people. You know what? If they indoctrinate people towards democratic ideals, well, then I guess I'm an indoctrinator. You know, if you're not defending democracy, again, I'm concerned about what you really do support.
Busted Pencils with Dr. Tim and Dr. Johnny. Weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is the Buzz of the North.
WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News. I'm Daria Albinger. President Biden and Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu spoke by phone today about the situation in Gaza. It was their first conversation since seven aid workers were killed by IDF airstrikes. Mr. Biden demanding Israel do more to protect civilians in the region.
It's not just about the announcement of concrete steps and changes in their policies, but it's the execution of those announcements and those decisions and implementing them.
White House National Security Communications Advisor John Kirby says President Biden wants changes in the coming hours and days. The Army Corps of Engineers expects to open a limited access channel, big and deep enough to support one-way traffic into and out of the Port of Baltimore while work continues on the collapsed Key Bridge. A federal judge today ruled the trial of four former Memphis police officers charged with violating Tyre Nichols' civil rights will be held in the city. This is ABC News. A mother and daughter have been arrested near Houston, accused of traveling the country to perform illegal butt enhancements.
A customer who showed up for a butt injection at the home of Consuelo Dalbo revealed herself to be an undercover officer. The 56-year-old and her 18-year-old daughter, Isabella, were arrested. Houston police and agents with the FDA and Department of Homeland Security found medical supplies and bags of illegal injectables. The two were charged with unlawfully practicing medicine, a third-degree felony. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Brooklyn's district attorney says his office has been disrupted an online fraud operation which tricked victims into making fake cryptocurrency investments. DA Eric Gonzalez says 21 web domains have been seized. One woman says she lost over $100,000 after a scammer contacted her through a dating app. Ford's going to delay the rollout of a new electric pickup and a large electric SUV as EV sales slows, and it's adding new gas-electric hybrids to the lineup. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
People across Wisconsin are enjoying the rewards, stability, and flexibility of a career in healthcare. Why not you? Wish Caregiver Careers can get you started as a certified direct care professional. You'll learn the skills you need to make life better for older adults or people with a disability. All training is free and online, plus earn $500 in bonuses. Start your new career. Sign up today at WISCCDCP.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. Matt and Air on Air.
So we're going to talk monarch butterflies and what we can do to help their habitat, because that's one of the biggest reasons why we're seeing our monarch population decrease. As Greg said, we know how much I loved Winged Thingies.
Winged Thingies! That's the name of our band. Calvin, me, Jane, Winged Thingies.
The Winged Thingies.
Matt and Air on Air, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is the Buzz of the North.
WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News. I'm Daria Albinger. President Biden and Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu spoke by phone today about the situation in Gaza. It was their first conversation since seven aid workers were killed by IDF airstrikes. Mr. Biden demanding Israel do more to protect civilians in the region.
It's not just about the announcement of concrete steps and changes in their policies, but it's the execution of those announcements and those decisions and implementing them.
White House National Security Communications Advisor John Kirby says President Biden wants changes in the coming hours and days. The Army Corps of Engineers expects to open a limited access channel, big and deep enough to support one-way traffic into and out of the Port of Baltimore while work continues on the collapsed Key Bridge. A federal judge today ruled the trial of four former Memphis police officers charged with violating Tyre Nichols' civil rights will be held in the city. This is ABC News. A mother and daughter have been arrested near Houston, accused of traveling the country to perform illegal butt enhancements.
A customer who showed up for a butt injection at the home of Consuelo Dalbo revealed herself to be an undercover officer. The 56-year-old and her 18-year-old daughter Isabella were arrested. Houston police and agents with the FDA and Department of Homeland Security found medical supplies and bags of illegal injectables. The two were charged with unlawfully practicing medicine, a third-degree felony. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Brooklyn's district attorney says his office has been disrupted an online fraud operation which tricked victims into making fake cryptocurrency investments. DA Eric Gonzalez says 21 web domains have been seized. One woman says she lost over $100,000 after a scammer contacted her through a dating app. Ford's going to delay the rollout of a new electric pickup and a large electric SUV as EV sales slows, and it's adding new gas electric hybrids to the lineup. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
People across Wisconsin are enjoying the rewards, stability, and flexibility of a career in healthcare. Why not you? Wish Caregiver Careers can get you started as a certified direct care professional. You'll learn the skills you need to make life better for older adults or people with a disability. All training is free and online, plus earn $500 in bonuses. Start your new career. Sign up today at WISCCDCP.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
This message is for Shauna, my mom, who just finished her high school diploma. I wanted to say I'm so proud of you for finishing school. You taught me it's never too late to achieve your dreams. I hope to make you as proud as you have made me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. Earl Ingram.
Let's talk a little bit about what public education did to move this nation forward and continues to do, even though it's under assault.
The one place where we get to live out and practice what it means to be a citizen in a democratic institution. The attacks on public education are really attacks on democracy.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. This is the Buzz of the North.
WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News. I'm Daria Albinger. President Biden and Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu spoke by phone today about the situation in Gaza. It was their first conversation since seven aid workers were killed by IDF airstrikes. Mr. Biden demanding Israel do more to protect civilians in the region.
It's not just about the announcement of concrete steps and changes in their policies, but it's the execution of those announcements and those decisions and implementing them.
White House National Security Communications Advisor John Kirby says President Biden wants changes in the coming hours and days. The Army Corps of Engineers expects to open a limited access channel, big and deep enough to support one-way traffic into and out of the Port of Baltimore while work continues on the collapsed Key Bridge. A federal judge today ruled the trial of four former Memphis police officers charged with violating Tyre Nichols' civil rights will be held in the city. This is ABC News. A mother and daughter have been arrested near Houston, accused of traveling the country to perform illegal butt enhancements.
A customer who showed up for a butt injection at the home of Consuelo Dalbo revealed herself to be an undercover officer. The 56-year-old and her 18-year-old daughter, Isabella, were arrested. Houston police and agents with the FDA and Department of Homeland Security found medical supplies and bags of illegal injectables. The two were charged with unlawfully practicing medicine, a third-degree felony. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Brooklyn's district attorney says his office has been disrupted an online fraud operation which tricked victims into making fake cryptocurrency investments. DA Eric Gonzalez says 21 web domains have been seized. One woman says she lost over $100,000 after a scammer contacted her through a dating app. Ford's going to delay the rollout of a new electric pickup and a large electric SUV as EV sales slows, and it's adding new gas-electric hybrids to the lineup. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
People across Wisconsin are enjoying the rewards, stability, and flexibility of a career in healthcare. Why not you? Wish Caregiver Careers can get you started as a certified direct care professional. You'll learn the skills you need to make life better for older adults or people with a disability. All training is free and online, plus earn $500 in bonuses. Start your new career. Sign up today at WISCCaregiverCDCP.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. Busted Pencils.
Fully leaded education talk.
And I can just now hear somebody going, it sounds like you guys are supporting public schools. They indoctrinate people. You know what? If they indoctrinate people towards democratic ideals, well, then I guess I'm an indoctrinator. You know, if you're not defending democracy, again, I'm concerned about what you really do support.
Busted Pencils with Dr. Tim and Dr. Johnny. Weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is the Buzz of the North.
WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News. I'm Daria Albinger. President Biden and Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu spoke by phone today about the situation in Gaza. It was their first conversation since seven aid workers were killed by IDF airstrikes. Mr. Biden demanding Israel do more to protect civilians in the region.
It's not just about the announcement of concrete steps and changes in their policies, but it's the execution of those announcements and those decisions and implementing them.
White House National Security Communications Advisor John Kirby says President Biden wants changes in the coming hours and days. The Army Corps of Engineers expects to open a limited access channel, big and deep enough to support one-way traffic into and out of the Port of Baltimore while work continues on the collapsed Key Bridge. A federal judge today ruled the trial of four former Memphis police officers charged with violating Tyre Nichols' civil rights will be held in the city. This is ABC News. A mother and daughter have been arrested near Houston, accused of traveling the country to perform illegal butt enhancements.
A customer who showed up for a butt injection at the home of Consuelo Dalbo revealed herself to be an undercover officer. The 56-year-old and her 18-year-old daughter, Isabella, were arrested. Houston police and agents with the FDA and Department of Homeland Security found medical supplies and bags of illegal injectables. The two were charged with unlawfully practicing medicine, a third-degree felony. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Brooklyn's district attorney says his office has disrupted an online fraud operation which tricked victims into making fake cryptocurrency investments. DA Eric Gonzalez says 21 web domains have been seized. One woman says she lost over $100,000 after a scammer contacted her through a dating app. Ford's going to delay the rollout of a new electric pickup and a large electric SUV as EV sales slows, and it's adding new gas-electric hybrids to the lineup. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
People across Wisconsin are enjoying the rewards, stability, and flexibility of a career in healthcare. Why not you? WISC Caregiver Careers can get you started as a certified direct care professional. You'll learn the skills you need to make life better for older adults or people with a disability. All training is free and online, plus earn $500 in bonuses. Start your new career. Sign up today at WISCCaregiverCDCP.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
This message is for Shauna, my mom, who just finished her high school diploma. I wanted to say I'm so proud of you for finishing school. You taught me it's never too late to achieve your dreams. I hope to make you as proud as you have made me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. Matt Nair on air.
So we're going to talk monarch butterflies and what we can do to help their habitat, because that's one of the biggest reasons why we're seeing our monarch population decrease. As Greg said, we know how much I loved Winged Thingers.
Winged Thingers! That's the name of our band. Calvin, me, Jane, Winged Thingers.
The Winged Thingers.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is the Buzz of the North.
WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News. I'm Daria Albinger. President Biden and Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu spoke by phone today about the situation in Gaza. It was their first conversation since seven aid workers were killed by IDF airstrikes. Mr. Biden demanding Israel do more to protect civilians in the region.
It's not just about the announcement of concrete steps and changes in their policies, but it's the execution of those announcements and those decisions and implementing them.
White House National Security Communications Advisor John Kirby says President Biden wants changes in the coming hours and days. The Army Corps of Engineers expects to open a limited access channel, big and deep enough to support one-way traffic into and out of the Port of Baltimore while work continues on the collapsed Key Bridge. A federal judge today ruled the trial of four former Memphis police officers charged with violating Tyre Nichols' civil rights will be held in the city. This is ABC News. A mother and daughter have been arrested near Houston, accused of traveling the country to perform illegal butt enhancements.
A customer who showed up for a butt injection at the home of Consuelo Dalbo revealed herself to be an undercover officer. The 56-year-old and her 18-year-old daughter, Isabella, were arrested. Houston police and agents with the FDA and Department of Homeland Security found medical supplies and bags of illegal injectables. The two were charged with unlawfully practicing medicine, a third-degree felony. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Brooklyn's district attorney says his office has been disrupted an online fraud operation which tricked victims into making fake cryptocurrency investments. DA Eric Gonzalez says 21 web domains have been seized. One woman says she lost over $100,000 after a scammer contacted her through a dating app. Ford's going to delay the rollout of a new electric pickup and a large electric SUV as EV sales slows, and it's adding new gas-electric hybrids to the lineup. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
People across Wisconsin are enjoying the rewards, stability, and flexibility of a career in healthcare. Why not you? Wish Caregiver Careers can get you started as a certified direct care professional. You'll learn the skills you need to make life better for older adults or people with a disability. All training is free and online, plus earn $500 in bonuses. Start your new career. Sign up today at WISCCaregiverCDCP.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. Earl Ingram.
Let's talk a little bit about what public education did to move this nation forward and continues to do, even though it's under assault.
The one place where we get to live out and practice what it means to be a citizen in a democratic institution. The attacks on public education are really attacks on democracy.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is the Buzz of the North.
WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News. I'm Daria Albinger. President Biden and Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu spoke by phone today about the situation in Gaza. It was their first conversation since seven aid workers were killed by IDF airstrikes. Mr. Biden demanding Israel do more to protect civilians in the region.
It's not just about the announcement of concrete steps and changes in their policies, but it's the execution of those announcements and those decisions and implementing them.
White House National Security Communications Advisor John Kirby says President Biden wants changes in the coming hours and days. The Army Corps of Engineers expects to open a limited access channel, big and deep enough to support one-way traffic into and out of the Port of Baltimore while work continues on the collapsed Key Bridge. A federal judge today ruled the trial of four former Memphis police officers charged with violating Tyre Nichols' civil rights will be held in the city. This is ABC News. A mother and daughter have been arrested near Houston, accused of traveling the country to perform illegal butt enhancements.
A customer who showed up for a butt injection at the home of Consuelo Dalbo revealed herself to be an undercover officer. The 56-year-old and her 18-year-old daughter, Isabella, were arrested. Houston police and agents with the FDA and Department of Homeland Security found medical supplies and bags of illegal injectables. The two were charged with unlawfully practicing medicine, a third-degree felony. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Brooklyn's district attorney says his office has been disrupted an online fraud operation which tricked victims into making fake cryptocurrency investments. DA Eric Gonzalez says 21 web domains have been seized. One woman says she lost over $100,000 after a scammer contacted her through a dating app. Ford's going to delay the rollout of a new electric pickup and a large electric SUV as EV sales slows, and it's adding new gas-electric hybrids to the lineup. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
People across Wisconsin are enjoying the rewards, stability, and flexibility of a career in healthcare. Why not you? Wish Caregiver Careers can get you started as a certified direct care professional. You'll learn the skills you need to make life better for older adults or people with a disability. All training is free and online. Plus, earn $500 in bonuses. Start your new career. Sign up today at WISCCaregiverCDCP.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
This message is for Shauna, my mom, who just finished her high school diploma. I wanted to say I'm so proud of you for finishing school. You told me it's never too late to achieve your dreams. I hope to make you as proud as you have made me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. Busted Pencils.
Fully leaded education talk.
And I can just now hear somebody going, it sounds like you guys are supporting public schools. They indoctrinate people. You know what? If they indoctrinate people towards democratic ideals, well, then I guess I'm an indoctrinator. You know, if you're not defending democracy, again, I'm concerned about what you really do support.
Busted Pencils with Dr. Tim and Dr. Johnny. Weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is the Buzz of the North.
WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News. I'm Daria Albinger. President Biden and Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu spoke by phone today about the situation in Gaza. It was their first conversation since 7 aid workers were killed by IDF airstrikes. Mr. Biden demanding Israel do more to protect civilians in the region.
It's not just about the announcement of concrete steps and changes in their policies, but it's the execution of those announcements and those decisions and implementing them.
White House National Security Communications Advisor John Kirby says President Biden wants changes in the coming hours and days. The Army Corps of Engineers expects to open a limited access channel, big and deep enough to support one-way traffic into and out of the Port of Baltimore while work continues on the collapsed Key Bridge. A federal judge today ruled the trial of four former Memphis police officers charged with violating Tyre Nichols' civil rights will be held in the city. This is ABC News. A mother and daughter have been arrested near Houston, accused of traveling the country to perform illegal butt enhancements.
A customer who showed up for a butt injection at the home of Consuelo Dalbo revealed herself to be an undercover officer. The 56-year-old and her 18-year-old daughter Isabella were arrested. Houston police and agents with the FDA and Department of Homeland Security found medical supplies and bags of illegal injectables. The two were charged with unlawfully practicing medicine, a third-degree felony. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Brooklyn's district attorney says his office has been disrupted an online fraud operation which tricked victims into making fake cryptocurrency investments. DA Eric Gonzalez says 21 web domains have been seized. One woman says she lost over $100,000 after a scammer contacted her through a dating app. Ford's going to delay the rollout of a new electric pickup and a large electric SUV as EV sales slows, and it's adding new gas-electric hybrids to the lineup. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
People across Wisconsin are enjoying the rewards, stability, and flexibility of a career in healthcare. Why not you? WISC Caregiver Careers can get you started as a certified direct care professional. You'll learn the skills you need to make life better for older adults or people with a disability. All training is free and online. Plus, earn $500 in bonuses. Start your new career. Sign up today at WISCCaregiverCDCP.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. Matt Nair on air.
So we're going to talk monarch butterflies and what we can do to help their habitat, because that's one of the biggest reasons why we're seeing our monarch population decrease. As Greg said, we know how much I loved Winged Thingers.
Winged Thingers! That's the name of our band. Calvin, me, Jane, Winged Thingers.
The Winged Thingers.
Matt and Air on Air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is the Buzz of the North.
WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News. I'm Daria Albinger. President Biden and Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu spoke by phone today about the situation in Gaza. It was their first conversation since seven aid workers were killed by IDF airstrikes. Mr. Biden demanding Israel do more to protect civilians in the region.
It's not just about the announcement of concrete steps and changes in their policies, but it's the execution of those announcements and those decisions and implementing them.
White House National Security Communications Advisor John Kirby says President Biden wants changes in the coming hours and days. The Army Corps of Engineers expects to open a limited access channel, big and deep enough to support one-way traffic into and out of the Port of Baltimore while work continues on the collapsed Key Bridge. A federal judge today ruled the trial of four former Memphis police officers charged with violating Tyre Nichols' civil rights will be held in the city. This is ABC News. A mother and daughter have been arrested near Houston, accused of traveling the country to perform illegal butt enhancements.
A customer who showed up for a butt injection at the home of Consuelo Dalbo revealed herself to be an undercover officer. The 56-year-old and her 18-year-old daughter, Isabella, were arrested. Houston police and agents with the FDA and Department of Homeland Security found medical supplies and bags of illegal injectables. The two were charged with unlawfully practicing medicine, a third-degree felony. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Brooklyn's district attorney says his office has disrupted an online fraud operation which tricked victims into making fake cryptocurrency investments. DA Eric Gonzalez says 21 web domains have been seized. One woman says she lost over $100,000 after a scammer contacted her through a dating app. Ford's going to delay the rollout of a new electric pickup and a large electric SUV as EV sales slows, and it's adding new gas-electric hybrids to the lineup. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
People across Wisconsin are enjoying the rewards, stability, and flexibility of a career in healthcare. Why not you? Wish Caregiver Careers can get you started as a certified direct care professional. You'll learn the skills you need to make life better for older adults or people with a disability. All training is free and online, plus earn $500 in bonuses. Start your new career. Sign up today at WISCCaregiverCDCP.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
This message is for Shauna, my mom, who just finished her high school diploma. I wanted to say I'm so proud of you for finishing school. You taught me it's never too late to achieve your dreams. I hope to make you as proud as you have made me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. Earl Ingram.
Let's talk a little bit about what public education did to move this nation forward and continues to do, even though it's under assault.
The one place where we get to live out and practice what it means to be a citizen in a democratic institution. The attacks on public education are really attacks on democracy.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is the Buzz of the North.
WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. Power could be out for days across parts of New England from a spring nor'easter, which left heavy snow on trees. John Breed with Central Maine Power.
I wouldn't be surprised if some customers don't have their power restored until early next week.
In Armonk, New York, a woman was killed by a tree that fell during a severe storm yesterday. An Israeli official says the Erez checkpoint will be open to allow humanitarian aid into Gaza. The decision after Prime Minister Netanyahu when President Biden spoke by phone today. Rudy Giuliani will stay in his Florida condo for now after a New York bankruptcy judge declined a rule on a motion by his creditors, which would have forced him to sell the Palm Beach estate. Black & Decker is recalling about 2 million clothing steamers after consumers reported dozens of burns from hot water that spewed out of the devices. Stocks closed lower today. This is ABC News. Mortgage rates have risen to 6.8%, up from the 6.7% last week. A new study estimates that global cancer rates will rise significantly over the next 25 years.
The American Cancer Society estimating that in 2050, 15 million more people will be diagnosed with cancer than were newly diagnosed in 2022, reaching 35 million people dealing with the disease as compared to 20 million 2 years ago. Researchers say aging and the growth in population are behind the expected increase, but they say many of these cases could be prevented with vaccines and healthier lifestyles, particularly smoking cessation, as lung cancer is the most commonly diagnosed form of cancer worldwide. Mark Remillard, ABC News.
Researchers say since 2016, the majority of planet-warming carbon dioxide emissions have come from just 57 fossil fuels and cement producers. Nonprofit Think Tank.
This is the Buzz of the North.
WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.